you had the opportunity to get a blessing and have spent time with Rav Shlomo Morish. Especially that this is for us, every night of the Torah is special, is unique, and Hashem decides who, where, what. And we're happy that you were chosen tonight to have Rav Shlomo Morish. There are a lot of people in a lot of places asking for the Rav's time while he's here. And it's already been a week. I can't believe how quick it's gone. Parshas of Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, V'yera. And we're here with Avram Avinu's light, the light of Emunah, as I'm sure the Rav will talk about. Thank God we've had some amazing experiences in Brooklyn, Monty, and now we were in Queens last night. Amazing people that we've been with. It was a VIP event, so if you went there, I'm sorry. But this is also VIP. You are important, and the Shul Kodesh should be blessed. We had the pleasure to have Yaniv himself. Maybe he'll get up and introduce the Rav, please, for us. We'd appreciate it very much. And thank you. You can check out all our platforms, emunahlive.com, breslev.com. Over there, you'll find all the books that the Rav will talk about, the Garden of Emunah series, and the many, many years of classes translated to English, and all the guests and wonderful things we've done over the years. And on emunahlive.com, you can also connect to Chazak, because it helped enable us there as well. We appreciate all their years of partnership, especially now Yaniv just walked in. I can tell him personally, in front of all of you, how much between him and Robbie, and I'm sure the rest of the team there, it makes our experience here very, very special. What we do ask of all of you is to share what we're doing, share what Chazak are doing. It's very important that other people know who aren't here. Hashem made technology for a reason. And it gives us ability to become like Avraham Avinu, people that bring light. Orsha Avraham, the light of kindness and caring for other people's souls, not just giving them charity, which is also amazing, but to also help them have the light of Emunah that we're going to hear about tonight. So here we are. We're going to host together with Rav Oish. Rav Yaniv especially came. Let's hear from him a few words before we hear from Rav Shlomo Morish. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebelli. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Bruchim Abayim. Welcome to Kodesh. Holy, I feel the holiness. Amazing. It's great to be here. Bereshut Arbanim HaChashuvim, Arav Arush Shlit, Arav Dain Elgrad, Arav Banit, the whole amazing tzevet, the whole amazing staff, all the way from Eretz Chut Shel Chesed. I want everyone to know something very, very important. It's not easy for the Rav Shlita to come all the way to America. Not simple. Nish Pashut. But the Rav says there's Jews in America. He wants to come. He wants to inspire them. The Rav was in Brooklyn and in Muncie and in Manhattan and in Queens and in Five Towns tonight. And he's going to New Jersey. He's going all around to spread Emunah, spread Torah, to spread joy, Simcha. And Moreover, it's not a simple thing. And I'm going to do something that I usually don't do, but I want you to know that the Rav has a massive, huge operation going on in Eretz HaKodesh, in Eretz Yisrael. He has amazing Sfarim books that have changed the lives of millions. Is that accurate? I see that. I was about to say thousands, 10,000, hundreds, millions is accurate. You hear this? I don't know. I can't fathom the number. Millions of people in every single language, in Hebrew, in English, in Spanish, in Russian, who knows what other language there are.
Chinese
also. Wow. Arabic. Arabic. Let's give a round of applause to the Rav for all that he does for the But here's the part that's a little bit uncomfortable, and we have to be comfortable about it. It doesn't come for free to just put out a book. It doesn't come for free to put out a whole institution of Torah and mitzvot and children upon children in Eretz Yisrael that they do. So we simply ask everyone, Bezat Hashem, to be inspired tonight, like Rabbi Eli said beautifully, to also share with others. Share the wealth. Don't keep it to yourself. Tonight you're going to be hearing gems of Torah, of Emunah, of Simcha, of happiness. Let's give it out to others and let's support Chut Shel Chesed as well.
On behalf of Rabbi Dain Elgrad as well.
I'm sorry? Of course, we're going to have Rabbi Arish in Hebrew, Rabbi Dain Elgrad in English. It's an amazing mix together. It's very, very powerful, very inspiring. I've seen them in action. It's unbelievable. Moreover, it's an honor to be over here. And one just last announcement, I know the time is a little bit late, is that we're on a mission. What's the mission, Moreover, ladies and gentlemen? No child left behind. Every single Jewish child deserves a Jewish education. There's thousands of Jewish kids in our communities over here that go to public schools, Marvin. Public schools is not a place for a Yiddish and a Shama, for a Jewish soul. We're on a mission to save them, to reach out to them, to help them every way possible. We have a yeshiva placement division, 1,400 more or less kids since 2017. In about 5 years, we're transferred from public schools to yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. Thousands of more kids have been coming to after school programs, Sunday school programs, teens division programs. A massive revolution we have over here in your neighborhood as well. We have over here in the five towns as well. We have in Queens, we have in Brooklyn, we have many other communities. But we can't be satisfied. We want to do more. Everybody that has a family member, a friend, a neighbor that has a child in public schools, Chazak is your address, CHAZAQ, for all matters throughout the country. We place kids throughout the country, Baruch Hashem. We've seen tremendous Yad Vashemayim success. And I want to thank every single one of you for coming tonight, Baruch Hashem. You're going to really, really be inspired. The Rav Shlita has amazing gems, Baruch Hashem, that you're all going to enjoy. So please help me welcome by rising and welcoming Moreinu Barabeinu Harav Shalom Aru Shlita. Round of applause, please.
Which one next, please?
With the permission of Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Kaufman, who's being asked please to sit here in front. With the permission of the Rabbi of the Kehillah, Rabbi Schwartz, I'm really happy to be here. It's such a beautiful Kehillah.
Well,
since Yuri said it, Yuri should translate. With the permission of Rabbi Yanni.
Awesome. Kulam la'agid toda rabba al-kodosh baruch hu ala Torah al-dosha shanatana.
Everyone say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the holy Torah that he gave us.
Toda rabba ala mitzvot ala sabotot halakim wa tzadikim shanatana.
Thank you for all the mitzvahs, the commandments, all the Shabbases, the chagim, the festivals, and the tzaddikim that Hashem has given us. Come on. Thank you for this beautiful shul. Thank you for the electricity.
I call Shabbat in Finnish or Shibri, but we should be in the hall. In Finnish, you must have him in the hall. Call out Mishpaha, woman Tada Haran.
Every single Shabbos, before we start eating the Shabbos meal, I start saying all the gratitudes and all the thanks. Will all of my family follow me by saying thank you according to what I say? So my wife heard that I say thank you for the electricity. And she didn't understand. One Friday, I already went to yeshiva, and right before Shabbos, Hashem did her a wonderful
trick.
There was a big power cut. She said thank you, and Hashem helped her, and the electricity came back for Shabbos.
לאומר תודה, הוא חי בכפירה.
When a person doesn't say thank you, he lives in kfirah, in heresism.
תודה על סנדר.
Thank you for this podium.
תודה על מיקרופון.
Thank you for the microphone.
תודה שבר. כל דבר שבר שייך לבורא העולם.
Every single thing in this world belongs to the creator of the world.
אתה משתמש בו, תדיק תודה.
So if you're using it, say thank you.
גמר דרן, הרב נחילה, יבוא יש שאני אראה אותך.
Rabbi, please sit here so I can see the rabbi.
Todala Hashem alara Rosh Hashiva.
Thank you, Hashem, for the Rosh Hashiva, for Rabbi Kaufman.
לפני שיעלה את זה לאוטו, בוא נשיא, אז אם מישהו מבקש ברכה לפרנסות.
Before I got into the car in Monsi, someone came up to me and asked me for a bracha, for parnosa, for a good livelihood.
אמר לי שיש לו דאגות גדולות.
He's told me that he has great worries.
אמרתי לו, יעשו שלחו.
I said to him, may you merit that Hashem will give you full and complete faith. He said to me, I have faith. And I said to him, what? You have emuna, you have faith, and you're worried. Doesn't work out for you. Anyone who has emuna doesn't have
worries.
What is emuna? He didn't even know. I said to him, repeat after me. Now everyone is going to repeat after me.
Emuna.
Emuna.
Hashem Barach.
Hashem, blessed be his name.
Tamid ohev oti.
Always loves me. And everything will always be good. And it will only get better and better.
אמרתי לו, הגיע כולה חרדים, אז מה? אמונה אין. אמרתי לו, תגיד אחרת מה שאת, מה תגיד אחרת? יהיה לי פנסה, ויהיה לי אוטו-אוטו פנסה, ואוטו-אוטו פנסה. זה אמונה.
Someone came to me, someone חרדי. It's called in America here an FFB, from birth. And he came to me and started crying, was crying about his panosa, about all the worries. I said to him, listen, repeat after me. Just now we said the sentence of Emuna. Everything's going to get better and better. Say after me, I'm going to have more and more panosa. That is Emuna. A person who's sick needs to say, I'm going to have healing, and I'm going to have even greater healing. Every single thing.
כל דבר, יש לך חרדות, פחדים, תגיד מה פתאום, הנה רק טוב.
You have anxieties, you have fears, say nonsense, everything is only going to be good.
מה שיעור שבי לי, מיום ראשון, עזרת, אמרתי להם, שאגיד אורך הרד, מה זה אמונה? אמן שאומר, אמרתי, יהיה לי טוב, רק טוב, יהיה לו, אמר שאמר, אמן.
I gave a class on Sunday, and I explained to them what I just now told you, the sentence of Emunah. And I told them it's only going to get better and better. And someone, after I finished, said, Amen.
אמרתי לו, אם אני אגיד ספר, תגיד אמן.
I said to him, if I would say the word book, would you say the word amen?
אני גם אורן קודש, אני גם אמן.
I'm going to say the Oron Kodesh. Will you also say amen?
לא ברכה.
It's not a blessing.
זה מציאות.
That is the reality.
מציאות ששם אוהב אותך.
The reality is that Hashem loves you.
מציאות שלך רק טוב.
It's a reality that everything will always be good.
הייתי אצלי מישהו גם בחר ואומר שממש ממש לא אותו בדל, אמרתי לו, אני מבטיח לך, שבע ימים, תגיד כל היום, השם אוהב אותי, ותגיד, תכתוב, שבע ימים, תתקשר, תגיד שכל צדך, תגיד באמונה.
Someone came to me, and he also was crying, telling me about all his problems. I told him, write this sentence down, and I promise you, you repeat saying this for 7 days, you're going to call me and tell me how everything has changed. I told him, grasp on to the emunah. Hold on to the emunah. Hashem granted me to define to people what is
emunah. חיים בשקר כזה, אומר משלי אמונה, והוא מפחד ועצוב.
Because people live in such a lie. They say, I have אמונה, and yet they're worried, they're afraid, they're sad. That person doesn't realize the contradiction of what he's saying. It's like me saying, I have food, yet I'm hungry.
Emunah is emunah.
You all need to write down this definition, these words of emunah. To repeat it again and again. To pray for
it.
Creator of the world, give me emunah. Give me emunah. When I did tshuva,
I prayed every day.
When I did tshuva, I davened every single day, at least for half an hour a day, that Hashem should give me
emunah.
I davened for a long, long time. And Hashem granted me the gift to write books about emunah. The rabbi that accompanied me this last Shabbos night, he was talking to me about the Gaon of Emunah, and he asked me, what is the book based on? Is it based on the Mesilas Yeshorim, on the Reish Chochma? On what book did I base what I wrote? I told him, it comes from my heart. This is my life. I wrote down my life. That's why everyone accepts this. We're not talking here about knowledge or intellect. We're talking here about heart. Why am I telling this about myself? Because I'm telling you, you need to daven that Hashem should give you emuna. People think, and I'm saying illogical things, what, you've got to daven for Hashem to give you emuna?
Rabbi Natan of Breslev
has a book called Likutei Tfilot. He prays there a lot that Hashem should give him
emunah.
Those who used to object to Breslev used to laugh and say, your rabbi doesn't have
emunah.
That is the mistake that people think that a person that has a yarmulke has emuna. Certainly he has a tiny bit of emuna. There's no such thing as a little bit of emuna. The book said you either have emuna or you don't have emuna. I myself, before I came close to the rabbi, I was a dayan, I was ordained, that I was served as a dayan at 29. I was Rosh Kollel, I had a community, and I had no emuna whatsoever before I came to the rabbi. There are many people like me that come to the rabbi. One needs to know that the purpose of the Torah is emuna. Emuna is the virtue that through it we see all the other virtues. It surrounds everything. This is a siddur where I wrote an interpretation on the
siddur.
Soon, with the help of Hashem, we're going to bring it to print.
אז כתבתי 26 בראשים על חוננו.
On the bracha of Atah Chonen Adam Dat, I wrote 26 interpretations.
אחד מהם,
one of them,
חוננו מאיתך חוכמה לדעת שתכלית התורה היא האמונה.
One of them is, on the words, Chonenu mitcha chokhma bina vadat, grant us from you wisdom and knowledge, I wrote that the purpose of the Torah is
emunah.
Through the virtue of emunah, a person is perfect with all the commandments between man and fellow man. And he has the virtue of shalom, of peace, in a perfect manner. Why? Why? Because on the word bina, which means wisdom and understanding, I wrote that the virtue of shalom, of peace, that is the main measure through which we can see if a person has emuna or not.
Ki adam sheyesh lo emuna,
because a person that has emuna,
yesh lo et kol ha'amidot ha'tovot,
he has all the good virtues,
v'rohok me'kol ha'amidot ha'tarot,
and he is far away from all the negative virtues.
Yesh lecha emuna, yesh lecha shalom.
You have emuna, you have peace with everyone. You love everyone. You have domestic peace and tranquility. I wrote in the book that deals with domestic peace and tranquility. That's the measure. If you have emuna, you have shalom bayis, domestic peace and tranquility. You don't have domestic peace and tranquility, that means you don't have emuna. We need to know that emuna, that is the essence of the Torah. Rabbi wants me to read this paragraph. Chokhmah, wisdom. לדעת שאמונה היא השורש והיסוד והעיקר והתכלית של התורה הקדושה. To know that emuna is the essence and the foundation and the main part and the purpose of the Holy Torah.
אמונה זה את הכתוב בתורה הקדושה, בתורה, בגמרא הקדושה, בכל הספרים כותבים שהאמונה זה
it's written in the Holy Zohar, in the Gemara, in all the books, that emuna, that is the main essence of the Holy Torah. Therefore, one needs to work on emuna, because you work on one thing, and you gain all the other virtues, and you have heaven on this earth. Emuna is the purpose of the Torah, the purpose of all creation. That's why you need to learn about emuna and you need to pray for emuna. Yesterday and today, so many non-Jews came to say thank you for the rabbi's books for having emuna. There was a woman who flew in today from Missouri to Monsi, just in order to say thank you to the rabbi for his books and for having emuna. Yesterday, a non-Jewish woman told me that she received the book, The Garden of Emuna, and read it. She stopped going to church. She threw away a cross, and she does every day an hour of itbodedut. Yesterday, a Jewish woman came to me and she told me that for 3 years, she does an hour of itbodedut every single day. And she's alive and happy.
And כמה דקות ששירה נכנס לפעיה, בכית בבעות, אמרתי לראש הרעם, תן להם חיים, תן להם את הספרים, זה חיים, הספרים זה חיים, תן להם חיים.
Another person came to me, he also told me he does it for the dude. He has life and happiness. And then there was a